Hey everyone, it's Steve. My co-host Adam and I have been exploring Milwaukee our entire lives, and we've put together more than 260 podcast episodes about our incredible city. In this one, we crashed the office of Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson, or Chevy as we like to call him, for a laugh-filled conversation about his vision for the city we love. In the process, we share what his journey to the mayor's office was like, as well as how he loves to experience Milwaukee, his vision for the city, what hosting the Republican National Convention means to Milwaukee, especially after the event, where he chills to watch WWE and play video games, and what his message is to Milwaukee content creators and influencers. All this and more in a fun, energizing conversation. Experience Milwaukee is generously presented by Nicolet Law. Look for our Milwaukee Legends series in our stream, which is sponsored by Harley Davidson. Our home studio is in Transfer Pizzeria Cafe, and our official beer partner is New Barons Brewing Cooperative. Oh, and if you like getting the inside scoop on what's happening in and around the city, including awesome giveaways each and every Monday, check out our free daily text at textmke.com. Thanks for listening. Love you, Milwaukee. Hello, Milwaukee! Hey, Adam.
Hey, Steve.
Milwaukee is fun-loving,
up-and-coming,
a rising star.
And now, let's get into the episode.
Hey, Adam.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, what's up? Mayor, I almost said Cav.
This is Chevy. What happens when we
What's
talk
up?
About
yes.
it.
How are you? What's up today?
I'm doing all right. How are you guys doing?
We're awesome. This is a great view.
We're in your
have
office.
Here. We're in your office, just sitting here. We totally trashed it over on this side by throwing all of our equipment around.
Luckily, it's a mess. We'll clean up.
Yeah, we'll take all this stuff out of here. And Adam will probably forget his coffee. So just
I won't. I promise. I promise we'll not
see.
To.
I have plenty of people who leave drinks in here all the time.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, is that so? Would you say that's one of your biggest pet peeves? People leaving drinks in your office?
Let's put you on the spot there.
I don't know. It's a. I wouldn't say it's a pet peeve, but it's something that's noticeable.
Mm-hmm. It's enough.
Has there ever been a happy hour in here or anything?
Not since I've been mayor.
Okay.
Right. See, I don't know if that's
I'm
the
trying,
official
yeah.
answer or if we are like trying to get one going.
He's like, dude, leave your cooler over there. Don't open the cooler.
Oh, they stopped us earlier. Yeah, yeah.
Confiscated it.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's. Before we get too far in, who the heck are you? What do you do? Obviously, everyone knows you're mayor, but you don't have to get into the details of the job, but how did you find your way into this office? It's awesome. Yeah.
Sure. So I'm Mayor Cavalier Johnson, or as my friends call me, Chevy.
Yeah.
I was born and raised here in Milwaukee and lived in some of the more challenging neighborhoods in the city growing up. Went to Milwaukee Public Schools, very proudly so, from kindergarten all the way to 12th grade where
me
I graduated.
Too.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
What high school did you go to?
Hamilton High School.
Hamilton.
Over
Ham House.
60-something. Yeah, the Ham House.
Ham House.
However many games you play in freshman football, we didn't win any. So
ooh,
that's, yeah,
okay.
That was us.
Is it 10?
Nine, something like that.
Okay.
Eight.
Oh, man. So I went to Bayview High School.
Oh.
And
we played many games there.
Yes, many games with Bayview. So went to Bayview, graduated from there. I had the opportunity when I was going from middle school at Daniel Webster on the northwest side down to Bayview to be recruited into this pre-college program for kids who hadn't had any family members who ever went to college. So I was a first-generation college student. That program that was run by the YMCA of Metropolitan Milwaukee at the time had another goal, to get those same kids involved in service and giving back. And I just fell in love with the service aspect, and I just knew I wanted to help people in Milwaukee and essentially made a career out of it. So I did service things here on the ground, helping seniors to rake leaves and shovel snow, helped, you know, kids and, you know, older adults, you know, retool their resumes to get into the workforce or for the first time or, you know, in for the last time. Service projects in South America and Europe and other places across the country.
Wow.
First college spring break was to New Orleans, not Florida, to help people after Hurricane Katrina.
Right.
Right on. And so I just knew that I wanted to help people. Then 9/11 happened, and I watched President George W. Bush go to what was left of the World Trade Center.
Uh-huh.
And I just knew from there, like I could have a career in government where I got up to help people, like I fell in love with doing in the YMCA, and I just never looked back. So from 14 years old on, I just kept at it.
Well, we think that's really cool for a number of reasons, and that you're here doing what you do and serving the people in this city. So thank you.
Thank
that's
you.
Awesome.
Appreciate
and
that.
Stole my second question, which was, when did you know you wanted to be mayor? Like, 9/11 definitely affected us all in a probably very similar light, where like we need to help people. This is a help
and situation. I didn't know that it was that I was going to be mayor. I just knew that I wanted to go into office. Like when I saw the, I mean, 14-year-old me, like you're thinking about what you want to do, what you want to be when you grow up. And certainly the program, the programs that I was in at the Y helped to foster that and young people thinking about what their future was going to be. I didn't know it was going to be mayor, but I did have a sense that I wanted to go into elected office because I knew I could have the biggest platform possible to help people more so than what I was doing. And, and ultimately it led to here, at least so far.
So far.
Yeah.
Story's still being written.
Yep.
Yeah.
Still continuing.
Yeah. So I think what we want to do is get more into how you experience the city. And so starting with that, what are some, from your perspective, and you've talked about now a number of neighborhoods you've been around and been in, what are some hidden gems around town that you really enjoy?
So for me, I think that, you know, while we're a city, right, and a city that wants to grow, and I've laid out, you know, my desire
to grow
the city, absolutely, you know, it's one thing to have these hardscaped surfaces in the city and tall buildings and all that, but Milwaukee isn't just that. Like, we've got some really great outdoor, recreational, natural environments in the city as well, in addition to our park. So those are the areas I think that folks generally don't think about when you come to a city like Milwaukee, but we really have some amazing, amazing outdoor spaces here.
We do.
That I think are gems and folks should go out and explore them.
That's Adam's forte, getting outdoor spaces.
I love it. Absolutely love doing hiking, all the hiking. And, and the fact that the city has a lot of that to do is amazing.
Yeah.
Makes me so happy.
Yeah. Yeah.
My outdoors are like playing hockey in the rink.
Oh,
which is
that's
indoors,
what you're going to go with. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, gotcha.
So I'm like, I love the parks. I think the parks are awesome. I live right by Whitnall Park, and it's a beautiful place. I see it like, I always threaten to like honk the horn when people are teeing off on the golf course, like right at that moment on the backswing.
You're that guy.
Yeah. I'm like, I want to do it so badly. And then it's like,
don't do it.
There'll be like a reason that I have to stop the car or something, and then they'll attack me with golf clubs and that's
just
not.
You get a stoplight right after you honk? Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, a duck is crossing the street or something.
I always think about hidden gems through the scope of a visitor. So mostly because we do this podcast, I have people reaching out to me. I had somebody text me today, hey, I'm going to be at this spot on Wednesday. Where should I go to lunch? Stuff like that. Through the scope of a visitor, are there any spots that you're like, you have to go, like Bronze Fonds, you got to go see the Bronze Fonds. Go give the thumbs up with the Bronze Fonds, something like that. Are there any things like that that you typically pull people towards?
Yeah. You know, I think, I mean, even on this, same conversation about some of the places in nature that we have that I think are just incredible gems. Like some of my favorites are like Lakeshore State Park, right there, in the lake. But you like, it feels like you're away from the city, but then you turn around and boom, it's right there.
Yeah.
You know, like it's just it's this remarkable, remarkable place. It's like this, not many places, you know, where you can go, where you can see, you know, all this wildlife, foxes and the like, and see the skyline of a city, you know, in the background. So I think that's incredible. Certainly, our Riverwalk is a jewel
it's
in
amazing.
Itself. We continue to make investments there, working with the private sector to grow that sort of connectivity. You know, people kayak, you know, up and down the river all the time, and I think that's great. We've got the Oakleaf Trail in Milwaukee, Havenwoods State Forest here. I mean, just a cadre of parks, you know, across the city, not just the county parks, but even these smaller, you know, city parks that are around too. Just really, really incredible, incredible spots.
They really are. Really serene too, which is tough to find in big city life, you know, where you see a lot of, like, we almost got blown away walking through here.
Yeah, so windy.
We were like, what is this? Are we in Chicago right now? Yeah. What just happened?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think what's interesting is we've been doing this show for 6 years now, almost to the date. And and then I hear you talk, and I'm like, oh, we're just scratching the surface on all the city has to offer, even after 6 years of weekly episodes, 260 plus, still trying to figure out all the things there are to do here. So it's awesome. It's a great city.
Yes, it is.
Great area. So let me ask this. Shifting a little bit, thinking about Milwaukee's future, is there a dream project or an initiative you're excited about? Maybe it's on the back burner. Maybe it's on the in the parking lot on the whiteboard or something. And you're thinking, oh, at some point it's going to be the right time to start thinking about this. Is there anything you can share around that?
Yeah, I mean, I think a couple come to mind right now. Just these big things that we're doing in Milwaukee now. And some of the big things that we're starting now, but we'll have payoffs or developments that'll happen down the line. One, I think, is the RNC that's happening this summer. That's a huge undertaking, and typically cities like Milwaukee aren't even in the running, not talked about for winning national political conventions. And here we are, in pretty rarefied air in this city, having won two presidential nominating conventions in just as many terms. I think only New York City is the only other city in the United States that's won back-to-back political conventions. Yeah, so Milwaukee
that's
is
awesome.
Sort of, yeah, and we beat out.
People are listening to the podcast.
Yeah, there you go.
That's it. We cracked the code.
You cracked the code. And people are paying attention to Milwaukee for that reason. I think the RNC will be this incredible opportunity to showcase the city to an audience, not just in the United States, but really around the world. And I suspect we'll open up the opportunity for us to host other large-scale business, sports, entertainment, political events here in Milwaukee. It'll ring the bell globally about this city and give us this platform like we've never, ever had before. So I'm really, really excited about that. We've talked a lot about, even mentioned it on the podcast already, about my desire to grow the city. And I think people are really, really excited about the possibilities that lie in there, about moving our city's population up to 1 million people, adding more density, more vibrancy, which will create more jobs and a more positive economic feedback loop for people who live here and the people who would move to Milwaukee, who would be future Milwaukeeans too. So I'm really, really excited about that. They'll take some time to do.
Yes.
But we're excited about laying the foundation to do that in my administration. And then building on that, for people who are here and people who will choose to be here, I want Milwaukee to be celebrated for its bike friendliness. Right. I want for people to be able to have access to a safe mode of transportation that doesn't require you to get behind the wheel of a vehicle to get where you need to go in your neighborhood and beyond. And so we're building out this protected bike lane system throughout the city of Milwaukee. And I think that's really positive for a number of reasons. And I think those are just sort of the tip of the iceberg of things that we are working on now and we'll be working on in the future that are really, really exciting.
Yeah. I've also been really excited to see and hear about so many more people in Milwaukee who choose not to have a car.
A
friend of mine was talking about that last night. Just moved to Walker's Point.
No car. I got no car.
It's like, I haven't driven my car in weeks.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, that's cool.
Yeah.
And I love that. I have not, in all my years in Milwaukee, it wasn't prominent. Mm-hmm. Like, I even feel like early on, 20 plus years ago, it was like, you don't have a car? What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And now it's like, what's wrong with me? Why do I have a car? Yeah. I'm in downtown Milwaukee. I can just move around.
Yeah. Yeah.
So absolutely love to hear we're getting more to that focus of having enough in the area and density.
And that's the city that we want to build. And certainly, building up allows us to be in the position to do that. Adding density allows us to be able to do that, because then when you get, this concentration of people, then you can support those services that people need without the need for them to have a car, paying that car note and paying for gas and paying for maintenance and wear and tear on our infrastructure and driving, to far out locations. We can have that stuff here and in the city and in places that are closer to where people live. That adds to the vibrancy in neighborhoods across Milwaukee. And that's the city I want to build.
And I hear that's what those youngins are looking for, and the people returning to the city from the suburbs.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I think we're in a really good place of momentum to get there. Mm-hmm. And so I'm thinking back to what you said earlier in your journey to this role, and it's there are a lot of You were very kind in your description of that journey. Mm-hmm. I think you have one of the most challenging jobs mm-hmm. that anyone can have. Do things like density in the city or having something like the RNC, does it make a really challenging job a little bit easier? Like, to get ideas passed, to get people on board with things, to show, I mean, the RNC is a showcase of what this city can do when mm-hmm. it comes together. Does it make it things a little bit easier for you? Not simple, but easier.
Well, I mean, this the process has not been simple.
No, not at all.
I'm sure not.
I mean, I think it adds, if anything, a little more stress to the situation.
Well, it's going to be a busy year for you.
Yeah. I mean, we're hosting in this city, one of the very few designated national security events. The RNC, the DNC, I mean, the Super Bowl mm-hmm. is another, such event. Like, we're hosting one of those national events that has not just a countrywide, but a global audience right here in Milwaukee. I mean, the fact that whether it's the DNC or even the RNC, you have to punch above your weight if you're a city like Milwaukee that's right. been sort of flown over for some time. Mm-hmm. Now, we're not allowing that to happen anymore. We're starting to beat our chest and talk about how great of a city we are and that we've got big city amenities that folks want to see and mm-hmm. are attracted to in other places. And we'll continue to do that, certainly. But that doesn't come without challenges. I mean, I'm grateful that President Joe Biden signed just this last Friday an increase in the security grant. Locations that host these large scale events that get uh-huh. a grant that had remained pretty stagnant since 2004 in terms of the presidential nominating contest. We've been advocating for months and months and months and working on both sides of the aisle with Democrats and Republicans, folks on the outside putting pressure on to get additional dollars to support our endeavors to make sure the convention is safe and secure for everybody.
Sure.
So that has been a challenge. I mean, it's all been challenging, but I think at the end of the day, it'll be worth it. It'll be a reward for our city, not just for now, but for the years to come too.
I'm going to switch it up again.
Okay.
You don't have to reveal, I'm not trying to reveal like where you go, mm-hmm. but when you just want to chill, mm-hmm. Whether that's whatever you do when you chill, mm-hmm. we go someplace, have a beer. Mm-hmm. What are some of those places you like to go? Just kind of like...
Or things you like to do?
Yeah, lay low and not, maybe just let your mind wander for a while, besides the outdoors.
You know, when you're the mayor of the city of Milwaukee,
yeah,
and you're on the news every day of the week.
Every day.
And you've got, name with high identification, like mm-hmm. Cavalier, like who has that name? Like,
right.
There's not many places you can go where like somebody won't recognize you.
Sunglasses, big hat.
Look, I tried it all.
Snowsuit.
I've tried. Not the snowsuit. I've not done that.
It's July, right?
And I'm thankful that we haven't had to do that either. Yeah. But there's not many places that I can go where like somebody doesn't recognize.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Just, we have that same problem.
It's just, well, you feel my pain then, man, right?
Our kitchen.
The living
room.
I mean, I usually just kind of chill out at home, kind of hang out.
Hey, and home is sanctuary.
My wife and my kids, and, I'm a WWE fan, so I get to watch, some of that with my kids, nice. Or like, I like playing video games too, so. When I get the chance, and it's been a little bit, but like play Legend of Zelda or Super Smash Bros. Or something like that, just to kind of chill out. Yeah.
I'm fresh
you're speaking his language, yeah.
Pretty harsh Super Smash Bros. Loss to my 6-year-old son.
Oh, really?
He schooled me. I was like, what just happened? I don't know how you beat me 3-0. I didn't do anything. It was terrible.
Yeah, my daughters are getting better.
Are
so
they?
Maybe one day they'll be schooling me too.
Well, and I thought like
Adam has 16 beers in that place. So
I thought like, I'm good at video games. I play Xbox. Yeah. And I've done some PC gaming here and there. I was like, I'll go and I'll school him, and he'll have something to strive for. And he just destroyed me. And I was like,
Did he look at
know
you?
What life is? Right now.
Hey, did he kind of look at you like, yeah?
No. You know what he did? He gave me this. He goes, "That's how you do it."
That's how. I can see that.
And I was like, man.
He took me outside and dunked on me.
I can see that.
Exactly. I'm like, we're going in the backyard. We're going to throw the football around. Yeah. Show me a tight spiral, and then we'll call it even.
Yeah. Wait. Nice. I can see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
So when you think about, here's some, we'll try to solicit some advice from you. Mm-hmm. When you think about some of the content creators or whatever you want to call people like us who are out there talking about the city, when we don't have to, right? We can do whatever we want with our spare time, and we choose to highlight all the great things about Milwaukee. The things that Visit Milwaukee has done and continues to do, some of the influencers, JMAT and and the hashtag MKE group that he runs, any kind of like, what would you want all of us to know in terms of, you know, what we're doing and how we're doing it, and knowing that we're out there for the pure love of Milwaukee?
I would want you all to know that it does not go unnoticed, and by me.
Right, and I see you nodding, right, when I'm rattling these names off. You're like,
I know those guys. Look, I appreciate when, you know, I open up my social media feed. I'm mostly a Twitter guy myself, but...
Okay. Good to know.
Yeah, it's good to know, because we have not been doing that.
Platforms. Yeah.
Crap.
When I open it up and I just see all these beautiful pictures, not just of downtown.
Right.
Because the city... Sure. Is more than just its downtown. Mm-hmm. It's about, and especially a city like Milwaukee, right? We have so many incredible, diverse, and vibrant neighborhoods. And when I see content creators out there showcasing our city and telling our story and putting, you know, the best foot forward, when, you know, many times, you know, folks who, at least the folks who live here, get inundated with, you know, the bad stuff that happens in any major city, I am appreciative, and I think the people who live in those neighborhoods, who call those neighborhoods home, are appreciative. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, the folks who are looking at Milwaukee on the outside, you know, if you type in Milwaukee, you know, in your search bar on Twitter or whatever, and these are the first images that come up, these are the stories that come up, these are the conversations that come up. That's a powerful thing for our city. So I want to encourage, you know, all of you to keep doing exactly what you're doing, and do more.
Right.
Milwaukee's got an excellent story to tell. And I think that over the next number of years, as the city continues to grow into its own and define itself and grow and develop, there'll be many, many more stories to talk about how Milwaukee is maturing. You guys are at the forefront to be able to tell those stories. And I think it's great.
Thank you. Yeah, it's awesome. And we're happy.
Was
we,
that the
have
was that the
yeah.
boastful question?
That
the
was our
boastful
self-serving
softball.
Soliciting advice. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I can tell you from our perspective, from the last 6 years of doing this podcast, the themes have been Milwaukee as an unbelievable underground food scene that people don't talk about enough. Yep. We are a very safe and welcoming place for startups, which shouldn't have been shocked by, but I was shocked by. I was like,
"Oh
yeah,
into it, you see it." Yeah.
You did well, and coming from knowing you so well and your startup journey, I thought that was just like you specifically. But then we talked to more of these folks, and we're like, "Oh my gosh, no, this is like people come here to start a business. They come here for startups.
Yeah, and they should.
And they should. I agree. Come here.
Keep going.
We have a great small walkie network. Yep. Like there's small walkie for a reason." And we love to network. We love to help people along in their journey. And a lot of it is not behind a paywall. A lot of it is truly like, if you're a cool person and friendly, and we've welcomed some New Yorkers into our open arms because they're just cool, nice people. And we're like,
we
should
be
here.
Chicagoans coming and spending their money here. That's fine.
There's so many opportunities for that. I mean, our, you know, cost of living is so much lower than Chicago, and especially with, you know, what's happened these past few years in terms of COVID, right? And people being able to be more mobile, especially in the private sector. Like, you can, I want folks to work, you know, in Chicago and get those big Chicago dollars, Windy City dollars, or big Manhattan dollars, and live in a place like Milwaukee where it stretches your dollars even farther.
Right.
And you're able to take advantage of all the things that we have here, whether it's, you know, the wonderful gyms that we talk about in terms of, you know, our nature and our parks and our access to Lake Michigan, one of the largest bodies of fresh water in the United States, right? Mm-hmm. And it's right here, and it's our source. But not just that, our incredible food scene. We've got James Beard award-winning chefs who are here. I mean, the startup scene that we have here, whether it's Ward 4 or Generator or the venture capital scene that's growing here, VC 414 and so many others, that, like, we have such an incredible, incredible city. And I think, again, our story is just now starting to get out.
Right.
And you guys are at the forefront of that, and I'm happy about it.
Thanks, yeah.
We're excited to be, too.
I think we'll keep doing it.
Yeah. I'm glad we had this meeting with you today, because I think we'll just keep it going.
No, that's awesome. All right, I have one last one for you, and it's who sings Happy Birthday to the City better? Is it you or is it Crowley?
Oh, it's me.
You both
down.
Are up there shouting. Yes.
Hands down. Crowley's not here to defend.
That is my favorite part. He would laugh too. Yeah. That is my favorite part of the city's birthday party, which when you get up there, like you did this year, and just you don't take no for an answer. You get people into that song for the city, and it's awesome.
Yep, it's going to happen. Yes. It is going to happen. So, I mean, I know there's a lot of people that come up there, and that's just the elected officials that I call up. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what office you're in. If you're in the room and you're an elected official, I'm calling you up.
Yep.
It's going to happen. We're going to sing Happy Birthday to this city that we all love. And it's fun.
Yeah, and you've got the courage to lead everyone through it.
Love it.
It's courage. That's the best way to say it.
Courage. You will be doing it.
All right. Thank you. This has been awesome.
Yes.
We hope to visit you continued in the future here in this office with you here doing this great work you do. And just thanks for opening up the time for us today.
The doors are open, gentlemen. Yeah. Love to see you guys again.
Yeah. Cool. We'll see you tomorrow at 8.
There we go.
Call you Mayor, Mr. Mayor, Mayor Cavalier Johnson, Mayor Johnson. What would you prefer?
What's your nickname?
Chevy.
You have a nickname?
Chevy.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like the car.
Yeah.
I love it.
Oh my God, really?
I thought that was. Do you have, you have other nicknames or not?
No, just Chevy.
Just Chevy. That's kick-ass.
I mean, my barber calls me Cav, but
sure,
Chevy is my nickname. Yeah.
That's a special bond.
Yeah.
The barber bond.
We can't.
I have a very special bond with my barber as well.
Yeah, we can't jump in on that.
No,
yeah.
We can't.
Yeah. He's only one that calls me that. All but right.
Really?
Chevy is my nickname.
That's the coolest one, too.
Mm-hmm.
I like Chevy. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But Cav is awesome. All right. Oh, no.